What are you studying?
The choir, the church, the church here. Well, now, for instance, our meeting the other night was reconciliation. It's really Christian work. Your duties as a Christian, so far as the church was concerned, as to how evangelism is really the background of it all, the church program, and just learning the requirements of the church and reconciliation between God and man. Why are they distance between God's concern, and then sin came in and separated us, and then that's where you get your reconciliation.
Right.
Just a few of us, and we're just really hanging in the balance of the church as to whether to carry on the church. Not enough of us to really maintain the program of the church, and our minister is a supply minister from Atlanta. He comes first and third Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
In the
how big is the congregation then?
17.
That isn't.
You know, you can't go far at that.
With 17 people.
And then it's the elder group. We don't have the young people, and we can't now, for instance, I'm one of the elders, well, I can't get out on the field, you see. And
I think the young people have a new way of looking at
that's it.
Church and organized religion.
And our young people, during the time that we didn't have a regular minister, our young people have grown up and graduated and gone out and gotten one. And as I said, I'm just a figurehead then. I just my own personal interest in what I can do through influence and telephoning. Now, as I said, my trouble now, I have this arthritis has kept me. But the arthritis, in a way, is better, but it's mostly right now I can't get about to do much walking.
Do you ever take those shots, those gold shots, I've heard them called? Have you ever heard of them?
Shit, no.
Shots.
Oh, yes.
Those gold shots? I've heard that term used.
The shots, I didn't know they were going. I've taken several shots since it's gotten into this right.
When I left the other day, I was talking about pieces of lumber that you might lay something across to cut. And some of them are shaped like sort of an X. Some of them might be shaped like that, sort of like a V, an upside down V. Do you know of any special names for that sort of steadying?
Laying across, that's, is they are preparing to build something?
I think carpenters use them.
Carpenters. Not very familiar with.
Are the frames that you might set, suppose you were going to have a supper at the church, and maybe those frames that you might set planks across, do you have any name for those?